Have you ever wondered why intelligent people continue smoking despite knowing its dangers? The answer lies in our dual processing brain system. While our conscious mind understands smoking is harmful, our subconscious has been conditioned to believe it provides benefits, like relaxation and stress relief. This creates an internal conflict many smokers struggle with daily. The conditioning begins with our first cigarette. Initially, our bodies reject the smoke. We cough, feel dizzy, perhaps nauseated. These are natural protective responses. Yet something overrides these defenses. Nicotine creates a brief chemical reaction in our brains that feels positive, and our subconscious interprets this as evidence that smoking must be beneficial despite the unpleasant sensations. Over time, this programming strengthens. We develop beliefs about smoking that feel like absolute truths, that it helps us relax, concentrate, or cope with stress. These beliefs become self-sealing through confirmation bias. We notice when smoking seems to help and ignore evidence to the contrary. A smoker might attribute their post-cigarette calmness to smoking itself, rather than recognizing it as their body's return to normal after nicotine withdrawal. What makes quitting so challenging isn't lack of willpower. It's this subconscious programming that must be dismantled. When you truly understand that smoking offers no genuine benefits, that it only appears to help by temporarily relieving the discomfort it created, quitting becomes not just possible, but natural. Our brains maintain homeostasis, a delicate chemical balance affecting mood and energy. Nicotine disrupts this balance with remarkable efficiency. When nicotine enters your bloodstream, it triggers the release of stimulants like adrenaline and dopamine, increasing heart rate and alertness. Your brain recognizes this imbalance as dangerous and produces depressants to counteract it, while becoming less responsive to natural stimulants. Like a scale, nicotine pushes the stimulant side up, and your brain increases the depressant side in response. When nicotine leaves your system after about 45 minutes, the scale tips dramatically, creating withdrawal. During withdrawal, you feel irritable and less resilient. Problems seem overwhelming, and taking action becomes difficult. You're mentally weaker, like a tired toddler ready for a tantrum. The quickest relief? Another dose of nicotine. This reveals smoking's cruel irony. The pleasure isn't pleasure at all. It's simply relief from withdrawal caused by your previous cigarette. The confident smoker's experience comes from temporarily restoring what nicotine took away. This cycle exposes addiction's fundamental lie. Nicotine doesn't give you something valuable. It creates a problem and then partially solves it, leaving you worse off than before. While cigarette smoking faces increasing stigma, vaping has emerged as nicotine's trendy delivery system. With sleek devices, flavored liquids, and a tech-focused approach, vaping has rebranded addiction for a new generation, creating a subculture with handcrafted devices and vape celebrities commanding massive followings. This cultural shift mirrors historical patterns of drug normalization. In the 19th century, morphine was marketed for teething babies, while pharmacies sold opiates and cocaine as everyday remedies. Society evaluated these substances only on immediate effects, without understanding addiction. Vaping represents a concerning reversal of progress. Originally developed for smoking cessation, it has instead become its own destination. Palatable flavors mask nicotine's harshness, making addiction more accessible to younger users who might never have tolerated traditional cigarettes. What makes vaping particularly insidious is how it reframes addiction as a lifestyle choice. This cultural reframing obscures the reality. Vaping is simply another method of administering a dependency-creating drug without genuine benefits. The sleek technology and appealing flavors merely disguise the same trap that has ensnared smokers for generations. Have you noticed how easily we're seduced by the same substance in new packaging? The delivery method changes, but the addiction remains the same. Many people misclassify smoking as a habit, but this misconception impacts quitting success. A habit is voluntary behavior we repeat for benefits, like cycling on weekdays but not weekends, that we can modify without distress. Addiction functions differently. It compels us to take a substance despite knowing it's harmful, because abstaining creates unpleasant feelings only relieved by another dose. This isn't choice. It's a biological and psychological imperative overriding rational thinking. When you first smoke, your brain quickly adapts to counter nicotine's effects, creating withdrawal as the smoke leaves your lungs. Initially, withdrawal feels vague, perhaps slight insecurity or diminished mental resilience, and you may not connect it to needing another cigarette. Your mind learns that nicotine relieves that unpleasant feeling, a lesson that becomes permanent. As you become more attuned to withdrawal, you notice it earlier, shortening periods between cigarettes. This explains why cutting down rarely works. You might temporarily smoke less, but withdrawal always returns, making resistance a constant battle. Smoking is a one-way street. You can't revert to smoking less. Recognizing smoking as an addiction requiring complete cessation rather than a modifiable habit gives you the right mindset for quitting. Life includes challenges ranging from minor inconveniences to devastating losses. Our mental resilience, our capacity to maintain perspective under pressure, determines how we handle these challenges. Think of this resilience as a causeway across troubled waters. The wider your causeway, the more significant a problem must be to knock you off balance. Smoking undermines resilience in three critical ways: disrupting brain chemistry through nicotine's cycle of imbalance, decreasing physical fitness by elevating heart rate and making exercise unpleasant, and creating the psychological burden of addiction that generates background stress. If your normal resilience provides a 20-foot-wide causeway, smoking might reduce this to just 3 to 8 feet. The cruel irony is that even at your best while smoking, you're worse off than non-smokers, yet increasingly dependent on nicotine to maintain even that diminished state. This explains why smokers feel they need cigarettes to cope with stress. In reality, smoking narrows your causeway, then temporarily widens it slightly when you smoke, but never to the width you'd naturally have without nicotine. The secret to quitting smoking happily lies in changing your perception. Understand that smoking merely relieves the discomfort it created while offering no genuine benefits. Before quitting, address false beliefs that smoking is pleasurable, helps with relaxation or concentration, and that health risks are exaggerated. When you recognize smoking offers nothing positive, cravings diminish significantly. The best time to quit is now. Delaying only strengthens the thinkshed, as each cigarette reinforces the belief that nicotine relieves stress. Facing challenges without smoking builds confidence instead. When you quit, your heart rate normalizes and fitness returns. Develop healthy alternatives, like exercise, reading, or hobbies to replace smoking. Change your self-image by seeing smoking objectively, as a drug that increases heart rate, hinders physical activity, and creates an illusion of pleasure. True freedom comes when you see smoking not as something you're giving up, but escaping from, a prison that took much and gave nothing. Imagine waking without nicotine cravings, breathing deeply, and facing challenges with your natural resilience restored. This isn't just about adding years to your life, it's about adding life to your years.